Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Here's another story that I just don't understand. Republicans must learn to compromise like Democrats. And so Democrats always pushed with their backs against the wall as people ask why Democrats can't compromise, you know. And so Democrats are willing to compromise almost at every turn. They're willing to work because they know it's important that we get some things done. I just got through haranguing on Democrats because there has to be truth spoken, whether it hurts or not. And in the last 45 minutes or so, as I was talking about mistakes that Democrats have made, things that they've done that they haven't been forgiven for. Excuse me, and in many instances, it's hard to forgive them for what they've done. But at the same time, on the other side of the equation is a Republican Party that has done and continues to do everything within its power to prevent this nation from moving forward. And it's almost as if the obstruction is their birthright. The fact that they aren't willing to do what is necessary to move the nation forward, they shouldn't be rewarded, regardless of what has been taking place with Democratic leadership. You can't point to Republican leadership that has wrought anything visible to make things better in this country. Joe Biden campaigned on his ability to restore community to Washington, D.C., work across party lines, and put nation above party. He did the exact opposite after his election. The press conveniently forgot his campaign promises, subordinating them to the need to control a series of supportive existential crises, saving humanity from COVID-19, saving democracy from Donald Trump and white supremacists, and saving the world from carbon. While Republicans poised to capitalize on Biden's missteps in domestic and foreign policy, Democrats and their media allies are poised to suddenly recall their preference for compromise after the midterm elections. Democrats have redefined compromise to mean moving the nation in their preferred direction, but at a slower pace. While the press fawns over Democrats willing to adopt radical positions contrary to their constituents' preferences and well-being. On the other hand, you've got the Republican Party, which chooses not to even want to be a part of the discussion to address these ills that we all know are going to consume all of us. You know, our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. I've got Republican friends. You hear Republicans who call this radio station. I continue, even in the face of the fact that it's bad for my health, to listen to conservative talk radio, television, radio, read Republican news outlets, because I just think it's important that we know who these people are, what they stand for, and they just will do nothing to make this a better place or a better nation. And I don't care what side of the aisle your politics are. At the end of it, the end result of all of it is that our nation is not getting better. Our nation is ill and suffering from this divide that doesn't seem to be bridged. Who do I see working, trying to bridge that gap? It's people on the left. They have sacrificed, they've given in, even to the degree that there are people who are so angry about what has taken place, and that Democrats seem to always be willing to give in. There are some of us who say they should fight harder and let the chips fall where they may. But that way of thinking, one way of thinking, is not going to improve things long term for this nation. It's going to take people who are willing to set aside differences, which doesn't seem to happen anymore, unfortunately, in this nation. We can't find people who are willing to do the right thing, especially those on the right. We're at a point now of almost no return in this nation. And I know people will say, well, Earl, what are you talking about? You know, I'm still doing fine. Well, I got some money in the bank. I'm able to buy a new car. I'm able to go on vacation. I'm able to do these things. But if you don't see the long-term issues that we are faced with in this nation and globally, and you still choose to stick your head in the sand and dismiss it because we're the great, you know, America, that things are going to get better for us because we're Americans, as if somehow there's something magical about being an American, then you are part of the problem. In my lifetime, in my lifespan, this is one of the most dangerous times that I've lived through. And anybody who doesn't understand that, and I don't mean militarily, we've got that under control. We've strengthened the fact that we are still the most powerful nation on earth, and we continue to do that on a yearly basis, as once again, $814 billion defense budget that Joe Biden wanted to pass has been surpassed by both Democrats and Republicans by another $50 billion. Whether or not the Pentagon wanted it or not, both Democrats and Republicans have said that is what we're going to do and make sure that that happens. And I know in many cases, in many instances, it's based on the states where people live. And so when you've got, even in the state where we live here in Wisconsin, Oshkosh Truck and other companies that have defense budgets or defense contracts, those areas are strong and stay strong. Those cities, those that have those and are blessed and fortunate to have that kind of a company in their city benefit well by it. But long term, the majority of us don't benefit from that. And so politics plays a role in those things. We're at a point, once again, where when will the sanity of people being able to sit down, say we disagree, but we need to agree for what's in the best interest of our nation? I don't see that anymore. And because I don't see that anymore, it's why I say it's one of the most dangerous times in my life. I watch what's happening in urban centers across the nation, and the bloodshed is unmistakable. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. You know, when we come back after the break, I'm going to talk about some stories that are taking place that are horrendous and are happening in this nation and are happening so often that people have grown immune to watching the deaths and the struggles that are taking place, children being executed in our nation, and people don't seem to think much of it because it hasn't happened to them. There was a time in this nation that people did care a little bit more. I think we're at a point now where it's certainly not the case. How do you bring that back? Because it's critically important as a nation when people can feel the pain of other human beings and others of their countrymen. Not as much anymore. We got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. We'll be right back.